The Gemara in Sachem Dav Chav Ches discusses the Machlokas Tanaim Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon regarding the Isra'av Chametz Sha'av Lava Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda maintains that there are clearly three psukim in the Torah that emphasize the Isra'av Achila. And why indeed is that necessary? Rabbi Yehuda says very simply that there are different windows of time. Chametz B'Pesach obviously is Osir Ba'Achila in Issa Daraisa with the Chi of Kares. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is chametz before Pesach, mechatzos ve'elach and erev Pesach. That also is an Isra lav, no chi of kares, but that is forbidden by achilam in HaTorah. And the same thing is true when it comes to chametz sha'av lava Pesach. That is an Isra daraisa. Imagine a person, for example, engages in mechiras chametz. He sells his chametz to a guy. That will be very helpful that the person is not violating Bayram by Matzeh, but it will not render the chametz mutra b'achila la'achar ha-Pesach. According to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that all chametz is aser on Pesach, all chametz that existed during Pesach, that is aser la'achar ha-Pesach, irrespective of whether it was chemso shalakum or chemso shel Yisrael. That is the great chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Three different windows, all of them are in Yisrael daraisa, the chi of kares, that is only true when it comes to Pesach itself. And Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon maintains that the Isser Lav is only when it comes to Chametz HaPesach, and that, of course, is an Isser Kares. That is not true when it comes to Chametz on Erev Pesach, nor is it true when it comes to Chametz La'achar HaPesach. What exactly is the status then of Chametz on Erev Pesach La'achar Chatzos? So Tosus points out that Avchav Chesem Bey is that even Rabbi Shimon agrees that there is a mitzvah Tashbisu, there's a Chovas Biur, and that Tosus writes that that implies, of course, in Isra Achila. It is now the proper time to get rid of Chametz because the Chametz now is Nesar. So even Rabbi Shimon would agree that, of course, that Midaraisim, what does not engage in Achila on Erev Pesach La'achar Chatzos, but that is not at all a love Daraisa. That is a function of the mitzvah Tashbisu itself. And what about when it comes to Chametz La'achar Pesach? That the Gemara is explicit, that according to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, that is not at all forbidden min HaTorah. That is only a knas Rabbanon. And what is the basis of the knas of Chamesh Lava Pesach? After all, there was a violation of Bayram Bay Matzeh, and that triggers a knas Rabbanon. If it's a violation of Bayram Bay Matzeh, now there's a fundamental difference between Chametz of Yisrael, Chametz of Anakum. If this is Chemso Shalakum and no one violated the Isra of Bayram Bay Matzeh, Uso, in such a case, then that would not be included in Chametz Lava Pesach. Transferring the Chametz to the Rishus of the Goy is not only advantageous to see to it that you don't avoid Bayram Bay Matzeh, that certainly is true, but you know what? That Chametz is Mutra Bachila La'achra Pesach as well, because it's only a Knas Rabbanon because of the violation of Bayram Bay Matzeh. That's the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon, it's striking that the Rambam splits Psak. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Shimon when it comes to Chametz Shalachar Pesach. That is only a Knas Rabbanan. When it comes to Chametz Kodem Pesach, the Rambam paskins like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that indeed that is considered to be a Lav Daraisas, not necessarily. How about Talia? There's a beautiful discussion in the very beginning of Sefer Mitzvos in Shoresh Rishon, where the Ramban writes that what we know, the sugya, the end of Maseches Makos, Tav Chav Gimel, Rabbi Simlai, Taryag Mitzvos, Nemro Shemi Sinai. Oh, the Ramban discusses, is this the Chuli Alma? Is this a Machlokes? Is this the starting point? Is this the finish line? The Ramban writes, how did Rabbi Simlai get to Taryag Mitzvos, Nemro Shemi Sinai? Was that the starting point? Hilchasa, they're Taryag Mitzvos. And now you have years and years and years of work ahead of you to go through Kol HaTorah Kula and enumerate the Taryag Mitzvos. Or the Ramban suggests maybe the opposite is true. Years and years and years and years of Esek B'Torah determining the Mitzvos HaTorah. And guess what? Rabbi Yisrael now counted and said, ooh, there are Taryag Mitzvos. Is that Hilchasa? Is that Amasora? Is that the observation of Rabbi Simlai? And is this a Machlokes Tanaim? Fascinating. In that context, Ramban discusses, ooh, Psachim Chavches, that realize that according to Rabbi Yehuda Shiti, you should have three lavim when it comes to Chametz on Pesach. And according to Rabbi Shimon, you only have a single, a single of. So, you know, you're two off, you're two off. Ooh, so that's what the Ramban discusses, that what exactly does that mean? Must it indeed be the case that there's another machlokes where Rabbi Shimon holds there are two Isuri Daraisa that Rabbi Yehuda is going to argue is not true, because at the end of the day, is it really the case that everyone has to reach that end point of Taryag Mitzvah Nemosh Misinai? When the Ramban discusses it in many different contexts, the Ramban writes this machlokes is a striking example of how it is that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon would understand the statement of Rabbi Simlai. Okay? But as mentioned, the Rambam splits Pesach. Indeed, the Rambam has two different Isurim, an Isur of Chametz on Pesach, an Isur of Kodem Pesach, two different Lavim. And Chametz, Shava Pesach, that is a Knas Rabbanim because of Baal Yerah and Baal Yimatzeh. When you deal with different Knasos, you know, here, Masa Hadavah L'Chachamim, some Knasos the Chachamim instituted are not only Bemezid, even Beshogeg. There are other Knasos that the Chachamim instituted that, not necessarily true, a fundamental difference. Certain Knasos are imposed on the person that violated the Avera. There's certain Knasos that can apply for everyone because an individual violated an Avera. And somewhat unclear when it comes to the Knas of Chomesh LaPesach. If you look in the beginning of Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah, the Rabbeinu Manoach, Perek Aleph, Halacha Daled, the Rabbeinu Manoach discusses the different deos, the Knas of LaPesach, quotes a Tshuva Sarif, that it's only for the person who violated Bayer HaBayi Matzei. Only the individual who violated Bayer Matzei. For that, there's a Knas, not to utilize this Chametz, but it doesn't apply to others. And Rover Shonim disagree. The Ritva was explicit that, no, that's not true. If a Jew violated Bayer HaBayi Matzei, the Chametz is Nesar. Obviously, not only on Pesach, but even La'achar Pesach as well. There's a fascinating Shuvas Noda B'Yehuda, one of the most discussed Shuvas Noda B'Yehuda in Simen Chaf, exactly when indeed is this Chal, the Isser, the Knas of Chametz of La'Pesach. A Jew did not sell his chametz. He was violating Bayer HaBayi Matzei. That Jew was nifter on Pesach. Is there Yerusha? Is there an Isra Chametz of Pesach? You can take a look. A fascinating diyun in the Noda B'Yehuda regarding that point right there in Or HaChaim in Simen Chaf. When the Rambam quotes this Knas of Chametz LaPesach, the Rambam writes Chidushim that, you know what? This doesn't only apply B'mezid. It applies even b'shogeg. It applies even in a case of an onus as well. And this is a lengthy discussion in Nesivos and Makor Chaim and Taf Lamed Aleph, it's Shuvas Rabbi Geveger and Simen Ches at length, that this knas is not only b'mezid, this knas is even in an instance of b'shogeg as well. What exactly does that mean? You know, sometimes you can have a shogeg, a classic shogeg, and that's a case of Omer Mutter. A person realizes exactly what he is doing, but you know what? He was unaware that this is forbidden. I ask you that, what did you do? He'll tell me every detail, exactly what was done. I'll tell him, but didn't you know that that's Chilul Shabbos? He'll say, I honestly did not. I was unaware that such a thing is Asur. That's a classic case of Shogeg where there is Kavana Samaisa, but you know what? That Omer Mutter. The person didn't realize, indeed, that that's considered to be Asur. That could be one example of a shogeg. In other words, I asked the person, did you own chametz on Pesach? He says, absolutely. You know what? That you're allowed to own chelev. You're allowed to own levela. You're allowed to own trefa. Why is chametz different? And you'll tell him, because they're Yisurim and Bayer HaBayi Matzei. And he'll tell you, I wasn't aware. I really didn't know. I knew that I possessed, but I was unaware that that was Asur. Okay. That's an example of shogeg. But the Nesivos points out that the knas seems to apply even in other instances as well, where a person was unaware that he possessed the chametz. All of a sudden, chametz is over, he opens the drawer, and behold, he sees that there's chametz that he wasn't aware that he owned at that particular time. Even that would be included in the knas of Chametz LaPesach. And that, no doubt, is somewhat surprising, because that's not a typical case of a shogeg, where there is indeed kavana samaisa, clear intent, but there's a lack of awareness. Here, the person was simply unaware as to the fact that he possessed chametz HaPesach. Is it so obvious that indeed that is asa? Let's say chametz sheni yadua, machlokas rishonim? And even assuming that it is that the reason to go ahead and to say that, you know what? Now there's a knas of chametz she'avel al Pesach. Yerushalmi, you don't find this in Bavli, but Yerushalmi has Msach and Beis, the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, that even if a person is mafkir his chametz, hifkir chemtza, so midaraisa, there's no barion by matzei. He was mafkir his chametz. But as you know, being mafkir chametz is very important. But you know what? That's not enough. That's necessary, but it's not sufficient. More indeed is necessary. Bedika, biur, Rabbi Yochanan sheet is, if all you were is mafkir the chametz, since that's not enough, we require more. Even that chametz is asa, as chametz l'ava Pesach. Because even though midaraisi didn't violate Bayram by Matzei, Tosa says that's the meaning of the Gemara that we learned in Natal and Beis, midaraisi bitl b'masagi, because if you're mafkir chametz, it is not yours, psachim dafei, shalchai yatara, avla torah shalachim v'shal gavoh, but nonetheless, you didn't fulfill the chovas biur and the mitzvah b'shleimusa. Even that is enough to render it as chamesh l'ava Pesach. But in this particular case, let's say where there's a lapse of awareness, isn't that something which is striking? So I guess the answer is nonetheless. Even though you weren't aware, nonetheless, there was a violation of, and therefore now there's a knas of chamesh l'ava Pesach. So that is the deal at length in Rabbi Kiveger and the Chuvas and Simen Ches. I wouldn't call that shogeg, Rabbi Kiveger writes. I would call it a case of misasek, where there isn't even an awareness, there isn't even kavana samaisa. And Rabbi Kiveger raises a critical issue that is misasek a maisa vera? Is misasek a maisa vera? Shogeg is a maisa vera. A person violates an iser daraisa malacha and Shabbos b'shogeg, he's chayv a karban. Shogeg is a maisa vera. What about misasek? What about a case of onus? You know, onus rachmana patre, I understand. There's no onish, but is onus considered to be a maisa vera? Is misasek considered to be a maisa vera? Rabbi Kiveger writes that, you know, we have to explore to what extent is misasek a maisa vera. Rabbi Kiveger points out the following. So take a look at the sugyan krisos, daf yutes. And you know what? There seems it's hard even to call this a stira. Hard to call this a stira. Because you know what? That there are two statements of Shmuel. And the two statements of Shmuel, Neu Bei, back to back, seem to contradict themselves. Shmuel says the following. You know what? There are certain exceptions to the Ptura Misasek. When it comes to Chalavim V'arayas, even if it's Misasek, you're Chayiv. Why exactly is that true? Shekei Nehene. We're not talking about a case where a person knew he was eating chalev, but he didn't realize, he was unaware that chalev was aser, a typical shogeg where you're chayev achatos. No. He wasn't even aware that indeed that was true. He wasn't aware that this was chalev. So a chiddush that Shmuel says, but nonetheless, Shekei Nehene. If this is a case of chalavim, if this is a case of arayos, since Shekei Nehene, in such a case, you're chayev a karban. That's exceptional. Normally not. Chalav v'arayos, yes. What about when it comes to Shabbos? Shmuel says, Shabbos is exceptional. That misasek is potter. Why is that exceptional? Because Meleches Machsheves Sasra Torah. The Torah raises the bar. In order to be chayev on Shabbos, it has to be, Targum. It has to be Rashi, Meseches Beit, Daf Yud Gimel, a Meleches Umnus. It has to be a professional craft. So therefore, if something is done in that mindset, misasek, that's called meleches machsheves. That's a conscious, deliberate, professional craft. Certainly not. And therefore, on Shabbos, you're potter because meleches machsheves asr Torah. So Tosus is already bothered there, a Tosus and Shabbos and Daf, Ayin Beis, that you need two exceptions. Chalam Rayas is exceptional, you're chayiv, and Shabbos is exceptional, you're potter. What is the default? What's the shurus adin? What is the muskal rishon? What's the starting point? You know, if b'chol ha'torah kulo misasek is potter, so tell me there's an exception of chalam v'arayos. And if you're going to tell me that b'chol ha'torah kulo misasek is indeed chayiv, so tell me there's an exception of Shabbos because of meleches machsheves asr Torah. Why do you need two exceptions? One year chayiv, one year. What if it's neither chalavim nor arayos nor Shabbos? What is the halacha of misasek? What is the halacha of misasek? To what extent is that an aveir? Is there a chiv? Is there a ptur? What's the lach of misasek when it comes to shchutei chutz? A person asks you to go ahead and to slaughter an animal, and afterwards he tells you, by the way, that was a behemas kadshim, and you just violated this rav shchutei chutz. And I'm shocked. Mehechatesi, what in the world? How indeed is that possible? What's the lach of misasek when it comes to areas of tumin tara? What's misasek? Oh, Rabbi Yehuda discusses in Levisha Shatnez. What's the halacha b'chala tarakula? And if the halacha b'chala tarakula is your chayiv, Shabbos is an exception. And if b'chala tarakula your potter, so therefore chal marayas is an exception. Why do you need two cases that indeed are exceptional? Tosfos writes the following chiddush, that maybe there are two different types of misasek. In the following sense, a person intended to do this and he ended up doing that. What is this and what is that? Oh, so Tosfos writes the following. He ended up doing that. That's usur. That's usur. What is this? He intended to do this, he ended up doing that. Oh, so Tosfos writes the following. Maybe there are two different models. One model is the following. I intended to do this, which is absolutely mutter. And I ended up doing that. Oh, that's a case of misasek. My mindset, my intent was to do this. Heter gomor. And lo and behold, it ended up that was not the case whatsoever. What happens in another model? I intended to do this, but even this is usur. Even this is usur. But you know what? Somehow I didn't carry through. I didn't end up doing that which I intended to do. My mindset was to do this. I ended up doing that. But you know what? This and that were usur. But undeniably, there was still a disconnect. That's the Chiddush of Tosfos Lashita. Tosfos writes the following, that b'chala tarakula misasek is heter to isur. Misasek is heter to isur. What I intended to do, my mindset was that which is heter gamor. And you ended up doing that which is usur. That's misasek b'chala tarakula. And chalav arayos is an exception because shekein nehena. Okay, I understand. What happens if a person intended to do isur to isur? That's the Chiddush of Shabbos. That's the Chiddush of Shabbos. A person, for example, is interested in eating this pri. So you know what? He goes ahead and reaches on Shabbos to go ahead and to pick this pri, this apple, because that's what he is desirous of. That's an Issa Daraisa Kotzer. That's a Malacha Daraisa. But you know what? He ended up picking that. He reached for the apple and he picked the orange. He intended to do an act of Kotzer. He did an act of kotzer, but undeniably there was still a disconnect. He desired to do this. He ended up doing that. Oh, that's the Chiddush that Tosfos writes. B'chala tarakula, that would not be called misasek. Your intent was iser. That which you did was shel iser. That would be chayiv. But you can't call that meleches machsheves. You can't call that meleches machsheves. Meleches umnus is not just that I intended to do this, I ended up doing that, but both are usur. No, you intended to do this, and that is what you did. That is meleches machsheves. So Tosfos writes, that's the unique exception of Shabbos, and that is even if there was a mindset of isur, but if lo is avid machshavto, in such a case, that is called misasek. True on Shabbos, but not true when it comes to shari isurim. Rabbi Kveger disagrees with that chiluk of Tosfos. Okay? So how does Rabbi Kveger resolve this? Can't even call it a steer. The two members of Shmuel. How do you understand that? Oh, so Rabbi Kveger writes the following chiddush. You know what? There are three possibilities when it comes to misasek. Three possibilities, not different cases, but what is the din? What is the halacha? What is the consequence of misasek? I'll tell you possibility number one, that misasek is chayv hakarban. Okay? I'll tell you possibility number two. Misasek is a maisa vera midaraisa, but there is no chiyuv karban. It's a maisa vera, but there is no chiyuv karban. Okay? I'll tell you possibility number three. It's not even a maisa vera. It's not even a maisa vera at all. It's such a disconnect that it's not even called a maisa vera. Shogeg is a maisa vera, but you know what? Okay. But misasek, is it simply a ptur karban? Or should I argue, beyond that. You know, I can ask you the same question when it comes to an onus, no? Onus rachmana patri. So I understand it's a ptur. You're potter min a onus. But I ask you the following question. Is onus a maisa vera? Is onus a maisa vera? I understand. If something happened under extreme duress, you know, there's no chiyuv. But is it a maisa vera? That's a suffik in Rabbi Kveger in the Chedushim, the very beginning of Eilan Aras. To what extent is onus considered to be a ma'is avera? Those are Rabbi Kveger's three possibilities, that it's an avera that you're chayiv, a korban, it's an avera but there's a p'tur, or it's not even a ma'is avera at all. And that's the Chiddush Rabbi Kveger. It's beautiful that, you know what, b'chola Torah kula, mid-ground. Misasik is a ma'isa vera, but there's a p'tur korban. Misasik is a ma'isa vera, but there's a p'tur korban. Wow. And guess what? There are two exceptions. Chalam v'rayos is an exception that it's a ma'isa vera and you're chayiv a korban. But Shabbos is also an exception. Since Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah, and this is not Meleches Machsheves, on Shabbos, Misasik is not just a p'tur korban. If it's not Meleches Machsheves, that means it's not a ma'isa vera midaraisa. Chilul Shabbos midaraisa requires melechas machsheves. And therefore, it's not just a p'tur karban, but it is not a ma'isa vera at all. And those Rabbi Kveger's three dinim. B'chol Torah kula, a p'tur karban, chalam varayos, one indeed is chayiv. And Shabbos is not even a ma'isa vera at all. Well, stunning chiddush, Rabbi Kveger writes. What would differences be, whether it's just a p'tur or whether it is indeed a ma'is aveir? Rabbi Kveger refers you to the sugya in Bava Kama and Daf Chavav. The Gemara has the following case. Haisa evin munachas al cheiko. A person is sitting, and guess what? There's a rock, which is on his lap. And he stands, and by standing, lo and behold, the rock is set into motion. Oh, so the Gemara tells us the following. Imagine that a person does this today, and the rock is set into motion, and all of a sudden it goes, it breaks a kli. You know what? You're chayiv ben azikin. That's part of Bava Kama Chavav. Adamu'ud la'olam. You really didn't intend, but nonetheless, three days in Rosh Hashanah. What exactly is the hagdar of Adamu'ud la'olam? But there, you know what? You stood, it was your koach, it was your brute force, and it ended up breaking the kli, we connect those dots, and you're going to be chayiv for nezikin. You're going to have to pay for that kli. What about when it comes to Shabbos? A person goes ahead and just stands, and guess what? Sets that rock in motion. And let's assume the rock now goes, dal amos v'shus harabim. Oh no, for that, you're going to be potter. I wouldn't say you're a maver, dal amos v'shus harabim, because meleches machsheves. Asur Torah. That's the case in the Gemara. Evin menachas b'tol cheiko. So you know what? On Tuesday, I stood up, and all of a sudden, I broke a kli. On Shabbos, I stood up, and the rock traveled. So I'm chayiv for the shviras kli, but I'm not chayiv for Shabbos because meleches machsheves asur Torah. Ooh, so Rabbi Kveger writes the following. The way I depicted the case is not really true. Forget about Tuesday. No? Much of the yeshiva forgets about Tuesday. A person stood up, On Shabbos, and the kli all of a sudden, the rock was set into motion, and guess what? It traveled out almost, and it broke a kli. On Shabbos, all this happened on Shabbos. He's chayiv for the shviras hakli, and Shabbos, no, melachas machsheves asur Torah. That's the Chiddush Rabbi Kveger. Wow. Meaning. You know, we have a principle of Kim Lederabine. Kim Lederabine means the following. You know, if I violate a lav sheish pamisa, I'm potem and I'm amo. In extreme cases, you know what? A person, Rachmana Litzlan, is put to death for a ma'isa aveira. Certainly there's no chi of mama. Even more than that, no. A person violates a lav sheish pamisa, but there was no hasra, there's no aid, but still. Potem and Amamu. Oh, I'll tell you a step further. Tanvei Chizkiya. Chai v'misos shogigim p'tur natashlumin. A person violates, right, a lav sheish bo misa, but he does so b'shogeg. Even that's enough to trigger Kim Leder Rabine. But Kim Leder Rabine requires a ma'isa aveira. It can be b'mezid. It can be b'shogeg. That's Rabbi Kveger's deal. If a person violates an avera in principle sheish b'misa, b'ofen misasek, is that enough to invoke the principle of kim neder amine? Wow, That's something, it's Rabbi Kiveg writes, that's exactly the Gemara. That's exactly the Gemara. That you know what? A person stands up on Shabbos and, the kli rolls, it travels. Yeah, but the Mavrid Alas B'Shusarabim was Misasek. Misasek on Shabbos is not a Maisa Avera. It's not a Maisa Avera. If Misasek on Shabbos is not a Maisa Avera, now you cannot invoke the principle of Kumulator Rabinei. And therefore, on Shabbos, you're going to be chayyeh for the Shviras HaKli. That's the Chiddush, Rabbi Kveger. If this was not Shabbos, if this was another case which was Misasek, Misasek is a Maisa Avera, and that would be enough to go ahead and to invoke Kumulator Rabinei. But on Shabbos, since Meleches Machsheves Aser Torah, you're chayyeh b'Shabbos for the Shviras HaKli. Wow, that's the beautiful Chiddush, Rabbi Kveger. And afkamim when it comes to Kumulator Rabinei. And Rabbi Akiva, in the Chiddush in the very beginning of El Naros, raises the very same suffix when it comes to onus. A person violates a lav sheish b'misa, but it's an onus. It's an onus. Can I invoke the principle of Kimnei Rabinei? I understand mezid. I understand shogeg, tanoi chizkia. But what about onus? Onus. If you tell me onus rachmana patre, just means it's a ptur. Now I can invoke Kimnei Rabinei. If you're going to tell me onus is more than a ptur, more than a ptur. No, the sugyan ksuva staff gimel. The Gemara discusses the case of a kiyum hatnai ba'ones. No? The Gemara has the parsha of ones having nothing at all to do with onshin. A person is divorcing his wife al tnai, and the kiyum hatnai is ba'ones. No? The get is given im lo basi, if I don't return. And the husband is trying desperately to return, but guess what? All the flights are canceled. The bridge is out. So therefore, as a result of the onus, he cannot return. The Gemara says something stunning. That if there's an onus, that's not called the kiyum hatnai. No? Rabbi Chanan writes, b'shem Rabbi Chaim. No? Apparently you see from that onus is not limited to chiyuv and p'tur. We're not talking about any chiyuv or p'tur. We're talking about, is this or is this not a kiyum hatnai? It sounds like that onus rachmana patri is much more than a p'tur. It sounds like that onus rachmana patri is hafkos hamaisa. You don't connect the dots. It's not called the kiyum hatnai. Oh, that's something alumdus. Is that so obvious? Is that so true? That's Rabbi Kiveger Safek. What would happen if the aver was ba'onis? Can I apply the principle of kinei rabinei? If it's a p'tur, then yes. If we say it's not even a ma'isa avera at all, not even a ma'isa avera at all. So then, how can you apply? How can you invoke a kinei rabinei? It's a fascinating chiddush. You know, when the Rambam describes Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam begins, Ben B'mezid, Ben B'shogeg, you know, when we clap al chait, no, onus, ratzon, no, we invoke onus even for many, many makoros. What is the status of an avera that indeed is done by onus? Rabbi Kveger writes that should be a critical nafkamina. So that's Rabbi Kveger's diyun. When it comes to cases of misasek, so b'chola Torah kula, it is a ma'isa avera, but it's a p'tur karban. But on Shabbos, Meleches Machsheves Aser Torah, that would not be the case at all. That would not be the case. Rabbi Kveger describes the following. Let's assume, for example, a person is about to violate an Avera Ba'ofen Misasek. What is my Chiyuv of Tochacha? What is my Chiyuv of Tochacha? Am I obligated to do everything possible to see to it that he doesn't violate that Avera? Or can a person possibly argue that, why is that considered to be an Avera at all? Rabbi Kveger quotes the Sugyan Brachos Daf Yudes, where a person is wearing a garment, and he thinks that garment is a typical garment. And I know that garment is shatnez. No? The Gemara seems to indicate that, you know what, I'm obligated to inform the person that that's a beged of shatnez, even if it means utter embarrassment, that he has to remove that garment, even bashuk. That's the Gemara's example, that, you know what, Kvod HaBrios is significantly important. It can be Dochi Suri Drabanan. It can sometimes be doch yisura daraisa, but it can't be doch halav daraisa bekum v'asei. For example, a person now who is informed that the beged that he's wearing indeed is considered to be one of shatnez. Rabbi Kveger writes, doesn't that seem to indicate that when it comes to dine shatnez, that unawareness, but it's still considered to be a ma'isa avera? Oh, Rabbi Kveger writes, maybe that's category 3. Maybe that's like chalav and varayos. Because shekeinene. After all, levisha dismehana, shekeinene. Maybe that's also part of the exception. Chalav varayos and anything similar to hanasa guf, which is supplied by the beggar that you're wearing. Wow. As opposed to arguing that, you know what, maybe typically, that misasek and shatnez yimunah shekeinen, it's an avera, and if it's an avera, indeed, tochacha. Rabbi Kveger suggests the following thing, that, you know, that I'm admonished on Shabbos, not only not to do malacha myself, but you know what, shvisa savadim. I have to see to it that my eved doesn't do malacha. My eved doesn't do malacha. My eved knani doesn't do malacha. All of a sudden, eved is reaching for a low-lying piece of fruit. He thinks that it's severed, and I know it's not severed. I know it's connected to the ground. He's about to go ahead and to pick that. Ooh, am I obligated to stop him from doing so? Shvisa savadim in a case where the eved is about to do something which is an absolute misasek. If that's called chilul Shabbos, forget about the onesh. But that's part of my achrayas of shvisa savadim, Rabbi Kveger writes. If it's not even a maisa avera, then maybe not. You know, maybe one could argue as follows when the Rambam describes the isra of shvisas avadim. This is somewhat of a chiddush, though, something to think about. The Rambam compares it to shvisas behemta. The Rambam writes, you have to see to it that the whole household is shoves. The people, the animals, and so on, in Shvisas Behemto, there's a Ptur of Misasek. A Ptur of Misasek. You have to take the animal aside and have a conversation. Did you intend for this? Did you intend for that? No, obviously not. No, that's categorical. Right? Maybe Enochinami, the halacha of Shvisas Avadim, or Shvisas Behemto would apply, even if it doesn't meet the Shurisadin of typical Maisa Aver, no Ptur of Misasek. But Rabbi Kveger discusses. Right, such a possibility. Shvisa Savadim in that particular instance. Ooh. And then Rabbi Kveger is bothered by the following. And this, Rabbi Kveger writes, is going to be an example of one of the most important yesodos of Shabbos. Rabbi Kveger is bothered by this. Isn't there a sugi in Shabbos in Daf Yud Aleph? Right? You have a person who's a tailor. And typically, he always carries with him his machat, his needle. But you know what? He's not allowed to do so samach l'chashecha. Because you know what? Even though it's not yet Shabbos, but you know what? Certain dini Shabbos kick in, even mi'bad yom. That typically is true of gzeros and not true of malachos. Now, a malacha is referring to that which you do on Shabbos, no? Malacha daraisa, malacha darabanan. But if you have something which is a gzera, something is also because of Shema Yavo, it's not surprising that Chazal can say, don't do this on Friday because Shema Yavo b'Shabbos. No? Gzeras you can have, mibod yom. Don't go ahead and allow for Shia. Don't you dare put that dish on the stovetop before Shabbos, because guess what? When Shabbos arrives, we're concerned. Shema Yechate b'Gechalim. Realize that gzeros d'Rabbanan, you can have b'shev altasa, gzeros thron, you can have even mibod yom as well, mibod yom. So here, this is what the Mishnah discusses, that you know what, that we don't want that tailor to go out with his needle, even samach l'chashecha, because maybe he will end up carrying it. What exactly does that mean? End up carrying it in what shape or form? What is he going to end up doing? You know, one possibility is as follows. You know what? He's going to end up carrying it on Shabbos. All of a sudden, now he's going to realize he's carrying his needle. You know what? He's very attached to this needle. He is going to continue carrying his needle. Okay. Mamish chilul Shabbos daraisa. Okay, I understand. So don't even create such a circumstance, because you know what? That can result in mamish chilul Shabbos daraisa. So Tosus points out, but look carefully, according to Abayi, that's not the concern. Tosus writes, the concern is that, you know what, he's going to forget that he's carrying the needle, and he'll end up carrying the needle inadvertently. So Rabbi Kveger writes, well, that's not shogeg, no? Shogeg would be that, you know what, I realize I'm carrying, but Omer Mutter, I thought you're allowed to carry. This is a case where the person doesn't realize that he's doing so. Isn't that misasek? So isn't that something which is fascinating? You can have a gzeira d'rabanan telling you don't do this because it can lead to that which is misasek. It can lead to misasek. We're not talking about a case, according to Abayi, that a person is going to realize on Shabbos he's carrying, but you know what? he's going to continue doing so b'mezid. No. We're afraid that inadvertently he will carry, inadvertently misasek, not realizing he's doing so. What do you mean? So you have a gzeira d'rabban on otu misasek. Don't do this, because it can lead to misasek. It can lead to misasek. That's something which is striking. So Rabbi Kvega writes the following. Isn't that also an indicator, Shabbos Yid Aleph, that misasek is a ma'is avera? Misasek is a ma'is avera. If misasek is a ma'is avera, you can have a gzeira to misasek. Don't do this because it leads to that, and that is misasek. If you're going to tell me misasek is not even an avera whatsoever, isn't it such a chiddush that we would have a precautionary iser to avoid the possibility of misasek? So Rabbi Kvega writes that also is an indicator that misasek is a ma'is avera because Chazal created gzeros to avoid misasek. Oh, but wait. Shabbos Yid Aleph. What happened to the whole lumdus, no? Yes, b'chol Torah kula, misasek is a ma'is avera. Ah, kim nidramine. On Shabbos, absolutely not. On Shabbos, absolutely not. If this was kol Torah kula, that would be a great raya, Rabbi Kvega, no? Chazal said, don't do this because it can lead to misasek. Great. Misasek is a ma'is avera. It's going to lead to misasek b'Shabbos. So doesn't that fly in the face of the whole chiddush? That b'chol Torah kula, yes, but on Shabbos, no. On Shabbos, it's not a ma'is avera. If on Shabbos, it's not a ma'is avera, how do you have a gzera otu misasek? I understand how you can have gzera otu misasek b'chol Torah kula. B'chol Torah kula, but how do you have that when it comes to the case of Shabbos? So I'd argue, you know what, that's a great Rabbi Kvega writes that misasek is not nothing. But you see that that's true even when it comes to Shabbos as well. The whole chiddush Rabbi Kvega is that Shabbos is different. Kol HaTorah Kula, it's an Avera. Oh, and that's the Raya of Rabbi Kvega from Chamesh Shavu HaPesach. How can you have a Knas of Chamesh Shavu HaPesach if the case is the person was unaware of? Well, that's because B'chol HaTorah Kula, Misasek is an Avera. So you can have a Knas because you violated an Avera, both Misasek. So, number one, you can have a gzera to misasek. Number two, you can have a knas as a result of misasek. Whoa, that's Rabbi Kvega. That's exactly the chiddush. And then he says, it's my raya muchachas. Ba'yiram ba'yimotzei. A knas of chamash la pesach, even though it was not b'mezid, it was not b'shogi, it was only b'misasek. But nonetheless, taflam at aleph. We assume indeed that that is considered to be aser. So that's Rabbi Kvega. You know, the Nesivis disagrees and points out the following. Maybe I'll tell you the following. Misasek is not a ma'is avera. And misasek is not a ma'is avera, even when it comes to Shari Surim, against Rabbi Kvega, not just Shabbos. Misasek is not a ma'is avera. Not a ma'is avera. You know what the Nesivis writes? The key word is, misasek is not a ma'isa avera. It's not a ma'isa avera. Oh, so Nesivis writes, Mekor Chaim Tov Lamed Aleph. Barim Abay Matzeh. We discussed this in earlier Shikwami, no? Like, there's no Malkus, a Tosefta, no? Rambam. Because Barim Abay Matzeh is Alav She'en Bo Ma'isa. It's Alav She'en Bo Ma'isa. There's certain Yisrei Torah that do not require a Ma'isa. That do not require a Ma'isa. Oh, the Nesivis writes the following. Wow. If you're dealing with an Issa that requires a Ma'isa Avera, you know what I'm going to tell you? Misasek is not a Ma'isa Avera. But if you're dealing with Bayram Baymatzeh, that does not require a Ma'isa Avera. A person sits back and does absolutely nothing, and lo and behold, he violates Bayram Baymatzeh. So, if there's no need for a ma'isa avera, that would be relevant even in a case of misasek, the reality of owning chametz, even if there wasn't a ma'isa avera, that itself will trigger. And therefore, the Nesivis writes that you can't prove from a knas of bar ma'matzeh, both misasek, that misasek, b'chol Torah kula, is a ma'isa avera. Maybe uniquely true of bar ma'matzeh, it doesn't require a ma'isa avera. But if something requires a ma'is avera, I'd argue that misasek does not meet that cut. It's not considered to be a ma'is avera at all. Wow. Rabbi Kveger's raya that you see that Misasik is a Maisa Vera, and the Nesivis know that this is uniquely true when it comes to Bayra Matzeh because it doesn't require a Maisa Vera at all. Rabbi Kveger still has to deal with that case in Shabbos, no? If the whole Yisod of Rabbi Kveger is Shabbos is different and it's not a Maisa Vera, so beautiful, they're Gzerus Atamisasek. Wow, that shows it's a Maisa Vera. But the detail's difficult. That example is Shabbos. How on earth do you have a Gzera Atamisasek on Shabbos if it's not a Maisa Vera at all? So Rabbi Kveger tells you the following. The Ayin Tosus Yuma Lamadadum Abes. Wow. That's a long, long Tosus. That Tosus, Yuma Daf Lamadadum Abes, Lamad Heimad Aleph. That is one of the most important Tosusin for all of Masechet Shabbos. And it's amazing. No, like, you know what? But the Hagdar is formulated there in Masechet Yuma. And there Tosus writes a stunning klal. A stunning klal. Tosus is bothered by this. You know, there is a machlokas Rabbi Yudin Rabbi Shimon regarding a davar shenem iskavi. Regarding a davar shenem iskavi. A person goes ahead and violates an avera without intent. The davar shenem iskavi. You know, the case in the Gemara on Shabbos, gora adam mita kisei v'savso. He drags the bench across the lawn. Lo and behold, he sees that he made a charitz. He dug up the ground. But you know what? This machlokes, Rabbi Rabbi Shimon, is not limited to Shabbos. Not limited to Shabbos. It applies b'chol Torah kula. You know, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, discusses davar shenem iskavi when it comes to removal of a neged tzaras. The Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Tzadi Aleph, discusses davar shenem iskavi regarding mezalfin yayin al gabei ha'ishim. You're not allowed to, during the week, extinguish the flame of the mizbeach. So a person has a carbon yayin and he pours the yayin on the mizbeach. Doesn't that result in, to some extent, kibui hamizbeach? The Gemara approaches this in terms of mamish, a davar shenem iskavin, Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. You see that davar shenem iskavin is not limited to Shabbos. It applies to lo sichbe regarding mizbeach during the week. It applies to removal of a neged saras. The Mishnah applies it to Levisha Shatnes, no? Mochrei Ksus, no? A person is modeling an object. He's modeling the winter line in the middle of the summer. You know what? He's not getting Hanas Levisha from the Begad that he's wearing. But you know what? But he's wearing Shatnes. The Mishnah discusses that in terms of Davar Shenem Iskavi, when it comes to Shatnes, when it comes to Tzaras, when it comes to Ziluf Yayin. Again, Sanhedrin Daf Pei Daled, a doctor, or imagine a doctor who performs a procedure on their parent, where inadvertently it ends up creating a chavala. Well, you're not allowed to cause a chavala to anyone, no? Yeah, but acherim, bad enough, that's a lav daraisa. For a parent, it's a shigigas chenek, a shigigas chenek. Then the Gemara discusses again, ooh, the Chidushi Haran, a davar shenem iskavi when it comes to wounding someone else and wounding a parent. Wow. In other words, the davar shenem iskavi is a very, very broad machlokas, where Rabbi Shimon says, mutter. And Rabbi Yehuda says that it's aser. And Chayiv, it's Nisadaraisa. Oh, so Tosus raises the following incredible, incredible diyun. The sheet of Rabbi Shimon, the davar shenem iskavi is mutter. Mutter means mutter. But Rabbi Yehuda that says, davar shenem iskavi is asa. Daraisa drabana, daraisa drabana. Oh, I just said daraisa, no? And I said you're chayiv, that's true. Oh, no. What about on Shabbos? Maybe Shabbos is different. In other words, that Rabbi Yehuda maintains that davar shenem iskavi mechola Torah kula, ziluf yayin, negayim, makav ve'imo, shatnez, saras, chayiv. You're chayiv. What about on Shabbos? Oh, there Tosus suggests the following chiddush. How can you say chayiv? Because, you know, davar shenem iskavi, You know, but you should have realized. You should have realized. But how can you call you should have realized Melechus Machsheves? How can you call that Melechus Machsheves? Melechus Machsheves means Melechus Umnus. It means a professional craft. How can anybody hold that something that was done in an unintended fashion is considered to be Melechus Machsheves? So you know, Tosas writes a stunning chiddush that you're right. There's no daya. The Davar Sheni Miskaven is Chayiv on Shabbos. When Rabbi Yehuda said Davar Sheni Miskaven is Asur on Shabbos, it's only in Issed Rabbanah. It's only in Issed Rabbanah. Wow. That's a stunning chiddush. And that's how Tosas learns the Gemara in Yuman Daf Lamed Alma Beis. Davar Sheni Miskaven on Shabbos and Yom Kippur is only in Issed Rabbanah and Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. Wow. So let's assume that Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that Davar Sheni Miskaved is Nisa Darais in your Chayev, but on Shabbos, certainly it's not Melechus Machsheves. Okay. So now Tosus is bothered by the following. That means that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon agree that a Davar Sheni Miskaved on Shabbos is Mutter Min HaTorah. That's not the basis of their machlokes. Everyone agrees. If I were to say true or not true, Davar Sheni Miskaven is mutter on Shabbos. Everyone would say true. Even Rabbi Yehuda would say true. Rabbi Shimon says, it's mutter legamrei. And Rabbi Yehuda says, but there's an Issed Rabbanan. Tosus is bothered. Why? Why? Why does Rabbi Shimon hold mutter legamrei? There's no Issed Rabbanan. And why does Rabbi Yehuda maintain, but even though, despite the fact that it's mutter min haTorah, but there is an Issed Rabbanan. What was it that moved Rabbi Yehuda to say Issed Rabbanan? And why was Rabbi Shimon comfortable with saying mutter lechatchila? So Tosus writes an unbelievable yisod, and this yisod, I will tell you, is the most important yisod in Dinim D'Rabbanan and all of Masechta Shabbos. And Tosus writes the following yisod. If something is mutter, B'chol HaTorah Kula. If it's mutter B'chol HaTorah Kula, why should it be Asur on Shabbos? If something is always mutter, it's always mutter. Either certain things that are Asur on Shabbos, you know what? Oh, sometimes you can have a gzera. On Shabbos, don't do this, I'm afraid it will lead to that. But the starting point, if something is mutter B'chol HaTorah Kula, it should be mutter on Shabbos as well. And if there's going to be Issed Rabbanan on Shabbos, I'm going to ask you why. Why is that true? And maybe the teretz is a very good teretz. Shema Yavo, okay. But this is Tosus as Yisod. If something is chayiv, is osa midaraisa b'chol HaTorah Kula, in every other case, it's Issed Daraisa. And the only reason it's mutter min haTorah on Shabbos is because of Melechus Machsheves. Guess what? So Tosus writes an incredible yisod. Midrabanan, we ignore Melechus Machsheves, and we equate Shabbos with Shari Yisurei Torah. Wow. Midrabanan, we equate Shabbos with Shari Yisurei Torah. And that is Tosus's chiddush. That's something that's priceless, no? That's Tosus's chiddush. That will run you through a dozen mesechtas, a dozen sugyas of mesechta Shabbos. No? So therefore, what's the halacha b'chol HaTorah Kula of Davar Sheni Miskaven? According to Rabbi Shimon, it's mutter. It's mutter when it comes to Ziduf Yayin, and it's mutter when it comes to Negayim, and it's mutter when it comes to Shatnez. It's mutter when it comes to Shabbos. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, in all those cases, it's chayiv, 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 chayiv. The only reason you're chayiv and Shabbos is because of Melechus Machsheves, midrabanan, we ignore Melechus Machsheves, and we equate Shabbos with Shar Yisurei Torah. Shar Yisurei Torah. Wow, that's Tosus as you said. I'll just give you one example. This we can have a separate shir klali of the many, many, many examples. But I'll tell you an example, mamish, lahalacha. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda disagree not only about Davar Sheni Miskaven. Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon also disagree about Melacha Shinatzrich Lagufa. Rabbi Shimon maintains that both of which are mutter min haTorah. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. So I'm going to ask you the following question. Let's put aside the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda for a minute. Rabbi Shimon's Shita. Davar Shini Miskavin and Malach HaShinah Tzrich LeGufa are Mutam in HaTorah. Davar Shini Miskavin on Shabbos is Mut L'Chatchila. And Malach HaShinah Tzrich LeGufa is Potter. It's an Issa D'Rabbanan. It's an Issa D'Rabbanan. So I'll ask you the question according to Rabbi Shimon. If Rabbi Shimon maintains that both of those Hagdaros, Inam Iskavin, Inat Tzrich LeGufa, are Mutam in HaTorah, why in one case, Malach HaShinah Tzrich LeGufa, the Rabbi Shimon feel, but there must be Nisid Rabbanan? And why in the other case, the Dorish Inam Iskavin, is Rabbi Shimon saying it's Mutam L'Chatchila? They're both Mutam in HaTorah. Why is one Mutam D'Rabbanan? Why is one Asr D'Rabbanan? So you know what Rabbi Kveger writes in that Shuvin Simen Ches? Ah, the Yesodotosis, Alimid Rabbi Yehuda. Because Midrabanan, let's ignore Malachas Machsheves and equate Shabbos with Shari Surei Torah. The reason Rabbi Shimon assumes that a Davar Sheni Miskavin is Mutter on Shabbos, it's Mutter in all cases. It's Mutter in Shari Surim. But the Ptur Midarais of Malach Sheni Tzrich LeGufa is Malachas Machsheves. If you were to have a comparable case of Malach Sheni Tzrich LeGufa in Shari Surim, you would be chayev midaraisa. The p'tur of Davar Sheni Miskavin is a p'kur b'chol HaTorah Kula. The p'tur of Malach Sheni Tzrich LeGufa is a p'tur of Malachas Machsheves. Oh, so even the halacha, Rabbi Shimon, midrabanan, we equate Shabbos with Shari Surei Torah. We ignore midrabanan, Malachas Machsheves. And what's true of Shara Kol HaTorah is true of Shabbos as well. Something which is stunning. And the list can go on and on and on and on, of Psik Reisha in Shinui, in Psik Reish Lo Nechale, and Rabbi Kveger, Misasek, and Misasek. Rabbi Kveger writes the following, my Yesod is true, that on a level of Daraisa, Chalavim Varayos is Chayim Shekeinene. On a level of Daraisa, Kol HaTorah Kula, Misasek is Osir, but it's a Ptur Karba. When it comes to Shabbos, Misasek is Mutter Min HaTorah, but only because of Malachas Machsheves. Only because of Malachas Machsheves. And if something is only Mutter because of Malachas Machsheves, Midrabanan, we have to ignore Malachas Machsheves and equate Shabbos with Shari Surei Torah. And Shari Surei Torah Misasek is an Avera Daraisa, which means we have to treat Misasek Midrabanan on Shabbos as a Maisa Avera. As a Maisa Avera. Wow. And if that indeed is true, don't be so surprised that, you know what, you can have a Gzera on Shabbos to Misasek. The only question I would have to finesse now is that called a gzera the gzera. You understand how it's possible. Don't do this because it's going to lead to that. We just got saying that is heter gomer. No, that is an issed rabbanon. Why is it an issed rabbanon? Because midrabanan we can't Shabbos with Shari Surei Torah. So Rabbi Kveger points out that that's exactly Tosfos' chiddush. That according to Abaye, that's not called a gzera the gzera. And you know what? You can have a gzera mibod yom an erev Shabbos otu misasek. Wow, that's Rabbi Kveger's chiddush. And his proof is chamish leva pesach. The fact that we can have a gzera and a knas on chamish leva pesach means that must be a maisa vera daraisa. And if you can have a knas because it's a maisa vera daraisa, so in light of that Tosfos, we can have a gzeri even on Shabbos, because it will lead to cases of Misasek itself. Right? This is just the beginning of this Chiddush of Rabbi Kveger, right? The construct of three different dinim, what is true on a level of Daraisa, what's true on a level of Drabanan, and the great Yisrael, the Tosfos writes, if something is Mutter, it can remain Mutter. But if something is Osir Midaraisa and Shari Surim, and the only reason it's Mutter on Shabbos is because Malachas Machsheves, it will never be Heter Gamor. Any Ptur of Malachas Machsheves is true Midaraisa, b'midrabanan. We're going to equate Shabbos b'shar yisrei Torah. It's a fascinating hagdara of Tosus. Rabbi Kveger writes that indeed is the yisoda of misasek. A fascinating machlokas, the nesivus, Rabbi Kveger. To what extent one can prove from the knas of chamish la pesach that misasek is or is not a maisa.